This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Thanks for joining us this hour. I'm Todd Zwillick. In Savannah, Georgia, the Eugene Talmadge Memorial Bridge stretches 1,100 feet across the Savannah River, connecting the city with Hutchison Island. It was built in 1991 and named for Eugene Talmadge, the three-term governor of Georgia who served from 1933 to 1937 and again from 1941 to 43.
The trouble with most of our officials, if they're good men, they're inclined to be a little timid. And if they see opposition staring them in the face, what's a great temptation to trim or back up?
Now, Eugene Talmadge was popular at the time, but progress has changed the way many Georgians view Talmadge and his legacy today. Talmadge ran his 1946 campaign on a platform of white supremacy. He promoted Southern segregation and advocated for racist policies in Georgia's state university system. So now, like so many other landmarks and monuments across this country, the Talmadge Bridge is getting another look in Georgia. Last September, the Savannah City Council passed a resolution to rename that bridge. Here's former Savannah Mayor Otis Johnson back in 2017 at the time of the council vote.
Not if, but when that bridge is renamed, it will make national news because it will make a very positive statement about Savannah and the state of Georgia in terms of moving into the 21st century and letting some of the scars of the past heal.
Well, the former mayor is right because the name is making national news, and now it's up to the state government in Georgia to confirm that resolution from Savannah. And that's why hundreds of Girl Scouts are descending on the state capitol in Atlanta today. Why the Girl Scouts? Well, they have an idea about what that bridge should be called if it is renamed for the 21st century. Sydney Roberts is a Girl Scout from the Girl Scouts of Historic Georgia. She's 15. She's also from Savannah, and she's with me now. Sydney, what do you propose for the new name for the bridge in Savannah?
So we want it to be named for Julia Gordon Lowe, who's the founder of Girl Scouts. She founded it in 1912 in Savannah. And the reason why we think that she would be a great person to name the bridge after is that she was just really influential in helping a lot of girls develop courage, confidence, and character.
Tell me a little bit more about Juliet Gordon Lowe, her role in Savannah, the kind of life she led, and what she was about.
Well, she lived in Savannah her entire life. She spent some time in England, but for most of her life she was in Savannah. And in 1912, when she started Girl Scouts, she was 52 years old. And she just wanted to help as many girls as possible become the best people that they could be.
What was her life like in Savannah when she lived there?
So she was married to a person named Willie Lowe, and they didn't have any kids, and he died at a fairly young age. And so when she started Girl Scouts, she was actually a widow. And so she started Girl Scouts. She wanted girls to be able to do anything, and that included basketball. And so she told the girls to come to first headquarters wearing their camp uniforms. And those camp uniforms looked really similar to what their underwear looked like at the time. And so they walked downtown Savannah in the middle of the day wearing basically their underwear, which was a little shocking for a lot of the citizens. A lot of people thought that girls shouldn't play sports, but Miss Juliet thought otherwise. And so a lot of people weren't happy about it, so she actually sewed a curtain around a courtyard so that the girls could play without getting criticized. And so Miss Juliet's thinking that girls should be able to play sports really influenced the public's opinion. I used to play volleyball. I don't currently play any sports now, but I think that it was really empowering to know that Miss Juliet made that change.
Let's talk a little bit more about the history of the Girl Scouts and even the history of the Girl Scouts in Georgia, where you're from. When the Girl Scouts was started, like so many other things in the South, it was all white, right? When did it integrate?
So Miss Juliet believed that anyone should be able to be a Girl Scout. So the first African-American troop in Savannah started in 1917, just 5 years after Girl Scouts started. And there's been various troops around the country that are African-American from the beginning.
So I know the city council in Savannah has decided to change the name away from the Eugene Talmadge Bridge. Why do you think that it's a good time for a name change, and why this particular change from Talmadge to Lowe?
So with Girl Scouts, our focal point isn't on that the name should be changed. It's that since the council decided that they wanted the name to be changed, that Juliet Lowe would be a good candidate.
So, Sydney, it's pretty exciting. What's the whole experience been like?
It's been super cool. I've never done like any political thing like this before, so it's been really enlightening to learn like how the process works, and it's just gotten me even more comfortable with speaking in public.
Well, Sydney, I know that you follow the news now that you're involved in politics yourself. There's been this Me Too movement around the country. I know you've seen it, where women are pushing to have their voices heard. You're having your voice heard. I think Juliet had her voice heard, too. Why do you think it's important for a woman from history, a woman like Juliet Gordon-Lowe, say, to be remembered publicly in this way?
Well, Miss Juliet was so influential in changing a lot of people's opinions on women and on girls. Before, a lot of people thought that they couldn't do a lot of things, but Miss Juliet helped to show people that girls could do anything that they set their minds to. And really, just if you try hard, then you can do whatever you want.
Well, you're 15, is that right?
Yes.
What issues are important to you as a young woman in America today?
I think that a lot of the same issues that Miss Juliet stood for, equality and, you know, just giving everybody a fair opportunity.
Well, Sydney, it's great to see you out doing some politics and great to see you out advocating for this name change and for something that you think is important. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sydney Roberts is a Girl Scout from the Scouts of Historic Georgia in Atlanta, now from Savannah. Sydney, it's been great having you.
Thank you.